every year that passes, how does it change for you?
For me personally, it got harder, more difficult to do these events with 34/7, especially the vigil, because to me that is extremely emotionally draining. You know, I thought I was doing it for Ernie because I thought, well, that's the least I can do. I wasn't there to hold his hand on the plane. You know, I can put myself through this night of complete emotional draining for him. And it is. It's very emotionally draining because you're at the crash site in the cold and you hear the bells. You know that's where he took his last breath. And for me, it seemed like I took a few steps back. It kind of was a setback. You know, I'd be doing so well and thinking life was going great. And then all of a sudden, this one night would kind of set me back and it would take me longer to rally.
And for you, you have an 8-year-old daughter, Summer, who you're trying to move forward with in life. So this year you've decided not to attend that vigil and you've decided to take a cruise.
Yes. Yes. That's another thing is I've never taken Summer to the vigil, obviously. And I've always tried to not show my pain in front of her. You know, I mean, healthy pain, that's okay. Last year was the 5-year anniversary and I had like an epiphany. And I don't know if it was Ernie coming down and saying, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing to yourself? But all of a sudden I thought, you know what? He wouldn't want me to do this every year. You know, he would want me to be home with Summer, you know, watching TV, playing a game, doing something happy. He was a happy, fun going guy, and he would want us to live that way. And I thought, why am I torturing myself? You know, he is not at the crash site anymore. He's in our heart. And so we don't have to go there. We don't have to celebrate. You know, we celebrate how he lived, not how he died. And I want to remember how he lived and not how he died. And so for me, I thought, you know what? We're going to go on a Disney cruise. February 14th, we're leaving, and we're going to have fun.
What does she ask you about her father?
It seems like the older she gets, which I was surprised by this, she seems to grieve more and vocalize more. You know, she was only 2 when it happened. So when she's just turned 8 in October, and I think she started noticing when she started kindergarten, when the, you know, other kids would bring their daddy in and for Father's Day and different things. I think it really started affecting her. But she sends balloons up to him. I think she deals with it surprisingly very healthy.
Is it going to be a difficult time again for her when she really understands the magnitude of what happened that night?
Well, you know, it's what's weird is I don't know if she might even understand some of it now because she's pretty much been involved as far as she knows about the fight in D.C. and that we're doing good for his legacy. And she's very inquisitive, and I have an urn. Well, I have a couple urns, but when, you know, we were getting body pieces back, and I did receive his foot, and so we had to have another cremation, pick out another urn, and go through the whole 9 yards. And that's how pretty much the first year was going. You know, I would get items back. We had to go through 30,000 items online to try to find stuff that was his. It's hard because you keep going forward, and then there was a setback. And so when we had that call that said they found lung tissue and his foot, I went, you know, to the funeral home, and I actually held his foot because I wanted to, it was the last thing I got to, you know, touch up him. And I kissed it goodbye, and, you know, sorry. But I had to have another, you know, cremation for that. So I had a little urn. I picked out a little urn for that. And you know, I always had it in my room, and Summer, the older she got, she noticed the urn, and she asked what it was, and I don't lie to her, and I told her, and she said, can I see? She opened it, and there's bone fragments and ashes, and she goes, that's interesting. So that's Daddy's foot, and she goes, can I keep it in my bedroom? And I said, are you sure this isn't going to make you sad? And she goes, no, it's Daddy. I like to have him close. So it's kind of a different upbringing she's had, but it's positive. Like, she seems to see the positive in things. It hasn't, it makes her feel better.
An incredible lesson of death for such a young child.
Yeah. And that's why I mean, pretty much I think she could handle anything at this point. But she's so grown up in some ways because of this.
Well, Jennifer West, as always, thank you so much for sharing your emotional story with us and what you've experienced through this time.
Oh, thank you so much for having it. It really helps that others can hear so they know how important, that it's still important to fight and, you know, write Congress and for safety.